Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by Gary Taylor Fletcher. Gary, bitterly disappointing afternoon there, 1-0 home defeat to Barry Town.
Yeah, very frustrating game. We got to get used to teams coming and setting up defensively like that. But fair play to Barry, they had a game plan, they absorbed all everything we could throw at them and they've got the goal. So, you know, it's a bit of a blow to us, but as we said on Tuesday, you know, 6-7 games into it, nothing's won or lost then. So we've got to concentrate now. We've got a cup game in midweek. It's been a tough week with obviously the three games, three big games, obviously Aber away, a long travel, and then Connorskey at home. So, you know, we've got to move on, and now we've got to utilise the squad a bit more, get people more minutes, and then we've got to keep people fresh for a big game again against Bala next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, going on today's performance, we did knocked on the door plenty of times, a couple of disallowed goals, also strong penalty appeal that ended up as a free kick. Just frustrating afternoon, really.
Yeah, it's one of them, you know, we've raised our standards magnificently all season, you know, but today, although we played well in parts, all the lads afterwards saying the right things, not good enough, not working hard enough, and you know, maybe the two games caught up with a few people today, you know, myself included. Towards the end I felt a little bit leggy, but you know, we've just got to try and drag on, and these are the games that we need to get things from. And I said at half time, you know, the worst we leave is with a 0-0 draw, but today we couldn't show that resilience to keep the clean sheet.
Yeah, and obviously it'd be another matter as well if we weren't actually creating the chances, but you know, we did create the chances, but again, second game in a row, a goalkeeper making plenty of saves.
Yeah, as you said, a few decisions went probably not the way they should have gone, but it's one of them, we can't blame referees or anything, you know. Big calls go against you, you move on. But at the end of the day, we're still creating chances. We just need to start turning these chances into more goals. You know, I said on before the game on Tuesday, if you look at the highlights of the game, you'd think it was just us putting it on there of every one of our attacks and nothing of theirs, but that's what the game was like. Today, you know, they've had a few more chances which we weren't pleased about because they seemed to come from our mistakes, and we told them that they were going to absorb pressure, win the ball and then attack us quick on the counter-attack. And, you know, I said to the lads before the game, me and Kev, that we need to make sure that we're spot on for these games. These are going to be the harder games when you've got to raise your level again. It might feel like an easy training game, but that's when you've got to concentrate more and step it up. But today, there was a few players who were below par of the standards they set. So we've got to really drill it into them that these are going to be the big games, really.
Yeah, regroup now, go again on Tuesday, Nathaniel MG Cup game against Connorskey at the D side, and then back in JDWPL action next Saturday at Bala Town.
Yeah, another two games. It's not usually like this league coming thick and fast, all the games on top of each other, but as you say, that's why we've got a squad.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you.
Cheers. Thank you.
Cheers. Thanks, Gary.